This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, Padraig.
Hello, Emma.
How are you, darling?
We're flying it, aren't we?
Absolutely flying it, lads.
What a lovely morning. Lovely, relaxed morning. I've never been so relaxed in the studio.
Oh, there's a dig. He'll go mad.
He'd be fuming. He probably won't even listen, will he?
You wouldn't know.
Maybe.
He'll check in on his phone.
You know he'll listen to check in on how you did. It'd be interesting.
He'll be like, I hope they don't get on as well as I can have with Padraig. He's very protective of Padraig, isn't he?
He gets a little bit like that, doesn't he? But he'd never admit that to me, you know.
Sure, when Martin was on with me when he was away, he'd never admit to me that he's like that with me either. But he came back all like, Martin's gone now.
Oh, no, totally.
It's like you're never seen in the same place with all of us together. Like, Padraig cannot exist if Dave was in here.
There'd be some conspiracy theory, wouldn't there?
Yeah. Is Padraig even real?
Yeah. He texted me at the weekend and all he said is, oh my God, someone just told me that I look like Niall Horan, which was this running thing on the show when I was with him. And that I told him that everyone was telling me that I look like Noran Isaac. We're morphing into the same person.
Yes. We did a bit on the show where it was like, does Padraig look like Niall Horan? And I think categorically, it was no.
Yeah, it was a no. It was a massive no.
You're better looking than I am.
Thank you, Emma. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Not as good looking as Marcus Mumford, though.
Fuck me, Marcus Mumford.
I was going to say Marcus Rashford.
But
there.
I grew up listening to Mumford and Sons. Did I ever fancy Marcus Mumford? No.
But didn't Gary Barlow go through that
phase as well?
Yeah. Phase. Now, I think he's
looking ripped these days. Yeah, as well,
you
see. Isn't he?
And you know, another one, not to objectify more men, Ollie Murs is another one who's ripped to shreds.
Why is Ollie Murs getting such like clout on this show lately? We can't go through a week without an Ollie Murs mention. Yeah.
Well, at least he's not catching strays. Like, he's getting compliments.
I was saying about Ollie, it's one of those gigs, like, I would have an alibi.
Yeah.
But I want to be there.
It's funny because...
Be like, no, I wasn't. No, I was with Emer. I wasn't with Ollie Murs. I'd be like, I just want you.
The only time I've ever seen him gig is live at the Marquee in Cork.
Oh, stop.
And it's like he's got a residency because he's there nearly every year. I'm like, what does he know about somebody, you know, and that he's holding them against their will?
I mean, he's selling it all the time. Good man, Ollie.
Cork people must love him.
Right, Padraig, thank you so much. That was
Thanks
so fun
for
today.
Me, guys.
And we'll see you soon. Lots of love.
Love you. Let's go. Turn up. Spin. All I need is
Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Good morning. How's it going? It's just gone 7 on Monday morning. And you might notice it's Emma and Padraig this morning.
Good morning. Finally, Emma.
I know.
Isn't it about time? I might actually learn how to do radio now properly.
I would just stop. Hey, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
I know Dave's probably upset now because I know you two have the specific kind of bromance and he probably doesn't want me getting involved. Do you know the way sometimes with friends, like when I moved to Waterford City first, I made this really good friend, Paula, and Paula had loads of friends and she was great at introducing me to them. But then I'd feel nervous kind of meeting her friends without
Yeah,
her,
no, I know.
I know. I think that's how I feel.
We need to do now, right, is because he's not going to be listening now because he's had a heavy weekend, right? Yeah. We just keep talking about each other all week. Like, you know, nonchalantly.
I keep tagging you on Insta.
Yeah, I just be like, we did on Monday, actually. It was really, Monday was the peak of the week.
Yeah, it was the best. You send a few voice notes in during the week being like, hey, sorry, this one's just for Emma.
Yeah. Actually, when I was on the show on Monday, Emma said, that's what we're going to do.
That's what we'll do.
He'll hate it.
Speaking of, right, the reason that Dave isn't here is because he took Courtney's advice on the show. So last Wednesday, Padraig and Dave were on the show here together and Dave was a bit stressed because he was saying, look, Friday night, I've got plans with my housemates. We got a lovely voucher for a local pizza shop and we were going to have a few drinks. Saturday, he was out for the Galway match with his housemates and then Sunday, he was going Mumford and Sons and was keen to see a bit of the England match. And he was saying on the show, one of my plans has to be binned because I can't be doing everything kind of a thing. And then Courtney got in touch.
You know what? YOLO. We only live once. So do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Enjoy. Have fun. Do it all. Enjoy. Take Monday off. Or even if, don't take Monday off. Just enjoy the weekend. Don't overthink it. And we won't be on this earth for very long. So just do it.
I think it's fair to say Dave didn't need to hear much more.
He said, hey Callum,
get on to Padraig there, see if he's around on Monday, will you?
When Courtney was sending that voice note, I was like, ka-ching, I'm in on Monday.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? bring her with you.
Yeah.
Because she is some crack, isn't
she? Absolutely. Queen. Casey Musgraves and Dry Spell here on Spin, Summer's number one hit music station. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, but it's Emma and Padraig this morning. Hope all is good. And a reminder, the Naughty Threesome back on the show from 9 o'clock. Three Naughty's tracks to get you really nostalgic just as you kick off your workday. And we now play the Tricky 10 twice a day, every day for 2K, once at 8 and again at 9. If you would like to give it a go this morning, win yourself £2,000 to start the week. Just drop us over a message with the word Tricky now on WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Sure, listen, we can't be starting off the week on the back foot, Padraig. We like a bit of positivity around here,
of course,
don't we?
Do. Yeah,
it's nice to move forward and leave the past in the past. No.
Every Monday morning is always the same here, isn't it?
Exactly.
Erase the past.
I actually wasn't here last Monday, so you got away with this scot-free. But what a week it was last week. Take that with class at the Aviva. I was there. It was unbelievable.
Looked amazing.
Love me a bit of Gary Barlow. the weather is heating up again.
Yeah.
And England are through to the World Cup quarterfinals. Dare I say it's coming home.
I know. Well, the only way that I can say it's coming home is if Charlie Murphy wins the
Amen.
So, you know what I mean? So I'll give you that one.
But it can't all be good news. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
So Padraig was here on Wednesday.
Yeah, he doesn't feature.
Do I not? Because they were all best bits.
Exactly.
Classic.
There's a lot of Dave, in fairness.
Yeah.
Dave was getting a bit emotional on the show on Friday around Taylor Swift's wedding and accidentally declared his love for her.
Congratulations on your wedding, Taylor. Here's your song, I Knew It, I Love You. Or I Knew It, I Knew You. That one.
Got a little bit tongue-tied.
Oh, dirty.
Poor Dave. He does love Taylor Swift.
I knew it, I love you.
That's what we should rename that song to. Emma went back to one of Dublin's fanciest restaurants last week, and all of the lovely food that she could have gone for, she went for this.
Went to Dion, yeah.
And how, Dean, yeah. Dean/Dion, how was it?
It was great. I had my usual.
Did you have the bread?
I had my bread, mash and beans.
You did not go to Dion and order bread, mash and beans.
Yeah,
Oliver Twist.
Literally Oliver Twist. I got bread, mash and green beans. Unbelievable. Elite.
That is.
If you ever go to Dean, get the bread, mash and chips. They're not obviously like something that's an option. You just choose.
Obviously you make up your own plate.
So
I
can't urge you enough. The bread platter, Callum will vouch.
The bread is fantastic.
Amazing.
I'm surprised they even do beans there.
No, they're green beans.
Oh, the green beans. Okay, right. I thought you meant like bachelors.
You get like a little treat and like a cherry tomato in there as well.
Nice. Okay, right. Okay.
So one's from a side, one's from a starter. But it was just the first time I went there, I wasn't that hungry. And then I was going to pick at some of Jack's and then I was like, oh my God, this combo is amazing.
It's like picky bits.
And I went back and got more and the waiter, I'd say they hate me.
Can I have some mashed beans,
please, with the bread?
The worst picky bits known to man. Dave was explaining that his friends thought he was going to propose whilst on holiday a few weeks ago. But I'm not sure that Dave is going to have any friends left after making this remark.
These guys aren't the best friends you've ever had, are they?
They are. They're just thick. That's what I love about them.
I love them now too. Good save, Dave. That's why I love them.
Yes. That's Dave's love language.
Double down.
Exactly.
And finally, last week's girly quiz brought out this all-timer quote from Dave.
You know, back in the old movies, they'd say, let me just go and powder my nose.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of, so you're setting powder if you're a bit shiny.
I thought that was code for do a poo.
Amazing.
I thought it was like a lady, you know the way that some people would say, I'm going to the little girl's room. And some people would say, I'm going to powder my nose. I thought that was code for doing a poo. Yeah.
Isn't that outrageous? That's not even something that's girly. That's just common knowledge.
He genuinely thought his whole life that she's gone for a shite.
Like, how did you last 30 odd years of age?
Yeah, every day is a school day the show.
But can you imagine the amount of people that have told him that they're going to powder their nose?
And he's like, she's
going off for a stinker. I love it.
A bride on her wedding day. Dave's going to powder my nose.
I'm really Callum. They have been the worst beats of last week.
They were epic. Thank you, Callum. Here we go. This is Emma and Padraig this morning. Dave took today off after debating for a long time last week. Oh, my weekend's so busy. What have I been off? He just binned off work.
And is he dead right?
And he's absolutely dead right. Respect to that man. You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
Now, come here. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce finally got married last Friday. Officially tying the knot. Now, am I being dramatic here or is this our Charles and Diana? Do you know what I mean, though?
No, genuinely,
though.
Do you know there's certain things in our generation that we weren't around for, such as... Italia 90, right?
You know what I mean?
You're like, people try to relay that excitement and that buzz to you time and time again. The only, like, Charles and Diana hype, I've really been through every possible Diana documentary now. She's
that's
right,
it, you see.
Like, for but, like, I wasn't there alive.
I wasn't alive either. However, I feel like I was there because I've seen so much footage of it.
Exactly.
That's what I feel. And, like, I'm not even a huge fan of Taylor Swift, but I, like, I was at a wedding on Friday.
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't the same wedding. But I, like, there was people, like, I've been at weddings before where there's been matches on and people are sitting down at the wedding and they're like, there's lads and they've got their phones out and they're watching the match. Mm. I was constantly scrolling, refreshing to see what was happening with Taylor Swift's
wedding. Where, I get you.
You know what I mean? Because that's how engaged I am.
I'm kind of, I've been, because Callum's such a huge Swiftie, just to annoy him sometimes, I kind of really put my feet down being like, I just don't get it. Just to annoy him, really.
No, and, like, I don't get her, no offence, Callum.
But I was all over it as well.
I was
like searching keywords because on Twitter, just looking for something.
We've been talking about it for so long and we just didn't know, and it's because we didn't know and we like what was going to happen. But anyway, we still don't know much about it. We know way more.
It's the mystery that hooks you in. It intrigues you, doesn't it?
And that's
because
what she does so well.
No information, really.
No. And, like, I did see lots of people in New York were obviously a bit annoyed, like, so many road closures and stuff around Madison Square Garden. Although, I was talking to a girl last night at the Mumford & Sons gig, and she's a huge Swiftie. And I was asking her about, you know, her thoughts on the whole thing. And she said, not a hope in hell did they get married in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
She said, that was a decoy. No doubt about it. She said, it's not very Taylor to do things by large that way. And then obviously they let fans know as soon as they got, married with the signs, just married.
Yeah.
That was a bit tacky as well.
You took the words straight out of my mouth. It was so tacky.
Yeah. I saw it.
Because it's not like her.
Yeah, no.
It was just... And then and T married, wasn't it, on the side of the billboard?
So, like, T and T, which so made Taylor
me,
and Travis.
Which made me, like, real interested because there's an American phone network.
Called T&T.
AT&T.
Yeah.
So I thought it was an AT&T advert when I first saw it.
But even the text on it wasn't nice. It was just, like, really bold letters.
I could have thought that was just Madison Square Garden's, like, social media team or whatever putting that up, and I was like, someone's getting fired.
Yeah, because her aesthetic,
but then actually, in hindsight, she would have signed off on absolutely everything.
Of course you would have.
Right? So there's a couple of things that we do know now, right? Mm. So there was 1,000 guests there.
Jesus,
a 1,000 guests there.
Tacky.
Like, I need to know what the criteria was. Like, if you've been in the room with her for 5 minutes.
Yeah, because I was like, from Benson Boone to, like, her bestie.
Yeah, and this came as a shock to me, but actually, she had done an interview with Graham Norton before.
Okay.
And this is what she said.
Is next year the wedding year? Is that when it's happening?
Oh, you'll know.
So you're going big.
I just mean that I was going to invite you to it.
If you're inviting me, it's very big.
It's huge. No, it's going to be fun to plan because I think the only stressful weddings are the ones where you have a small amount and people are on the bubble. And you have to evaluate or assess your relationship with them to see if they should be there.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
do that.
I don't think Taylor Swift realizes if you're in Ireland and you get a wedding invitation, you, like, get a shiver down your spine. It's going to cost me a fortune. Even if I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't put 1,000 people through the stress of, like, coming to my wedding.
Absolutely not.
However,
right?
Even Greg James, BBC Radio 1, does the breakfast show in England. He was invited. And he was invited when he interviewed her. Yeah. So, like, she really did cast the net wide. No offence to Greg.
No, totally. But, like, even Graham Norton was there. There was a clip of him leaving his hotel and getting into the car, and everyone was like, are you going to enjoy today? And he's obviously signed an NDA, and he's like,
he's got such a big red face and he looks so stressed, just running to the car.
And Ellie Goulding is another one that was getting into her car going, I mean, why does she invite Ellie Goulding? I don't know why, right?
Ellie?
It's so random.
So random.
She's like, head down, sunglasses on. She looks like she's going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Because she's like all in black and she's like looking forlorn and, like, I say she's afraid of her life that if she opens her gob, she's going to get in so much trouble.
It's just, I can't wait. One thing I will say about Taylor Swift that I respect is the thought and the planning she puts into everything. It can't be as simple as it seems.
No, I think you're right.
I think there's going to be more to it.
I think you're right. I think she'll have either done something already or there's going to be something more to it.
God help us, Graham Norton and all, they were only there as plans. They were never invited to the wedding. They were just there to make it look like it was happening.
A complete decoy. Like.
You know what I mean?
You never know. You just don't know with her. You don't know what her next move is going to be.
There'll probably be a Disney Plus documentary in a couple of weeks or something.
The CEO of AMC Cinema was there, right? And I'm like, the reason he's there, obviously, is because we're going to all be paying money to go to the cinema to watch Taylor Swift get married in a
couple
of weeks.
And as someone who's not even a Swiftie, I'll be there at Bells On.
I'll be there with you, girl.
Will you get the limited edition popcorn bucket?
Probably. Probably. Yeah. We're fools for this woman. That's not my name. What? That's not my name. I tried to give it a little bit more, but no one does it like David Hammond, eh?
No, he doesn't.
That's what they always say.
No.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with zero hints, zero clues, we're going to try our best to guess your name this morning. There's 18 IMC Cinema Passes sitting in the tank ready to be taken off us. It's a huge amount of cinema passes. And what you've been doing is sending voice notes over to producer Callum on 087 711 1038 declaring your name. But the good thing is the only person who's heard those are producer Callum and now about to be you listening. Padraig and I are going to take off our headphones. We're not going to hear these voice notes, but you will, so you're in on the whole thing, and then we'll talk to these people and try and guess their names. So first things first, headphones off in the room for voice note number one. Let's go.
My name is Daniel.
Player one, let's get it one.
Are we good to go? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, player one, hello, and how are you?
Not too bad. Just started work, yeah.
Right, okay, here we go. Padraig, take it away.
Is your name Brian?
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Niall?
That's not my name.
Go on,
player
Padraig.
One, is your name Peter?
That's not my name.
Oh, man, you're breaking my heart. I really wanted to guess your name. Tell us what it is.
Daniel.
Do people call you Dan?
Sometimes they are. There's a lot worse they call me, yeah.
Come on. Daniel, sorry we couldn't do it for you this morning.
Sorry,
thanks,
Daniel,
for giving it a go. Talk to you later.
Cheers. Thanks,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have you ever been told ever in your life that you're good at guessing people's names, right, Padraig? Or is that like something that you kind of...
No, because it's never come up, but I know you're going to tell me that you're good.
I've had a good track record.
I know what you're teeing up here.
No, I'm just checking.
No,
just,
I know you're good
at
this
game. I'm just checking if you knew that.
The reason I know is because Dave always reminds me how good you are and how terrible we were.
Right, okay. Yeah, I just don't know. You have to dig deep sometimes. You know, I'm going to dig deep this morning. Yeah. Headphones off again in the room for voice note, Iver Doe.
My name is Nicola.
Player two, let's speak to you.
All right, player two, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good, thank you. Okay, this is all. I can't ask any more questions. It's very hard because I really want to know more. Okay, player two, is your name Emer?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Cloda?
That's not my name.
Oh, there's a bit of a hesitation there. I'll stick with the C on this, maybe. Player two, is your name Claire?
That's not my name.
Oh,
oh my
pause.
God, I thought we had it.
Why the pause? Go on, tell us, what's your name?
My name is Nicola.
Right, I was totally, I went totally left. I went down to Clodagh, took a left and went completely in the wrong direction. Sorry about that, Nicola.
Sorry.
Have a fab
Bye,
day.
Nicola.
No problem.
All right, come on, last one, Padraig. We can do this.
We have it.
Headphones off in the room again.
My name is Terry.
Player three, who's it gonna be?
All right, player three, how are you?
I'm grand. How are
you? Grand. We're grand as well. We're gonna try and guess your name now and win you loads of cinema passes.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay,
that'll be fantastic. Thank you,
Padraig. Take it away.
Player three, is your name Chloe?
No, it is not.
Chloe is not your name. Okay, player three, is your name? I'm still around the Clodagh yeah. Kira vibes. Is your name by any chance Claire? I'm going to stick on Claire.
That is not my name.
Okay, player three, is your name...
Take it on, Padraig.
Haley.
Haley is not my name.
Okay, please put us out of our misery. What is your name, player three?
My name is Terry.
Oh,
Terry with a T. Great name. I love a Terry.
Terry with a T.
I'm sorry,
hello.
Terry. We suck.
It's okay. You tried really hard.
We did. Mind yourself, Terry.
Have
Go
a
have
great
a lovely
day, Terry.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I love that Terry does know that we really tried.
Yeah,
there,
no, I love the way that she was like, yeah, you know, like...
You tried really
yeah,
hard. Yeah. Now get off the phone.
Exactly.
20 IMC Cinema Passes to go on this on Monday. That is 20 IMC Cinema Passes next week. Right now, though, Doja Cat and Jealous Type. You are on Spin. Doja Cat, Jealous Type here at Spin. Summer is number one hit music station and summery vibes today. Getting really, really warm again and lovely and sunny as well.
Yeah, and we've got some great prizes on the Tricky 10 this week. Woo! And we'll be telling you how you can win that in about 5 minutes.
Guys, so to address the elefante... I wasn't here on Friday. I had a nasty kidney infection that kicks off, and they love to kick off at the most ungodly of times, these kidney infections. I remember when I started getting them when I was way younger. I got kidney infections in school. Grand, dealt with that. That was fine. But then I moved in with my granny for a few years. And I was getting them really bad around that time. But I remember my poor grandmother being up with me when they'd kick off at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And she was so worried. I'm like, go to bed. It's fine. Yeah. She's like, no, I'll just sit here and keep you company. So she'd just sit in the bathroom with me. And
no
I'd just
way,
be sitting there.
So
oh,
cute.
She's such an angel, yeah. And we'd be waiting for the doctors to open to get an appointment to get me in or whatever.
Yeah.
So that kind of happened. It was about 1:30 on Friday morning that it kicked off. Didn't really get any sleep. I think it was about 4 or 5 o'clock. I text Callum and Dave and we're like, I'm just going to call it now. I haven't slept.
Yeah,
let's just leave it. I'm so sorry to leave you hanging or whatever.
And sleep deprivation is the worst thing as well, isn't it?
Totally. And all you need is to go and get an antibiotic. Anyone who gets kidney infections knows that once the antibiotic's in your system for a couple of hours, you're good as new.
Totally.
You feel fine. It's just that you don't have that to hand. Obviously, you need to get to a doctor. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. When you're sitting on the toilet for that amount of time, not only is it uncomfortable, I think we need to develop, if I was in charge and I had loads of money and I was a startup company, I would invent a cuddly toilet for the girlies with the kidney infections. So that when you're sitting there all night, there's something
you
that just makes...
You need to page this now straight away. Someone else is listening to this being like, that's not exactly what I'm going to do.
I want a toilet that actually has arms that can just hold me in place.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just give me a little rock.
I thought you meant around your bum, like.
No, I mean just hold me. Like, let me have a little nap.
Yeah.
Here, you know, like be a little toasty cinnamon
like a
bun.
A little massage chair.
Yes.
That would
stunning.
Be a bad idea.
It's very hard to toilet.
I agree. My thing is, because I'm a little bit short, right? So my issue with the toilet is, and I don't get kidney infections, but sometimes I find myself scrolling on the toilet for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get pins and needles in my feet because they're dangling for so long. Really annoying.
Little foot massager.
And then I'm like, I have to get up.
Yeah.
And then I can't stand properly. So I'm like hobbling out of the bathroom. I'm like, if I had a little bit of a footstool.
That'd be lovely.
It would be lovely. Because when I'm at home, my sister is potty training my niece.
Yeah.
So there's a little stool now. So I can put my feet
a little bluey stool.
It's like a Peppa Pig stool. So I put my feet up in it and it's actually divine.
It's lovely.
The only problem is you don't want to leave the toilet.
But this is the thing. Toilets have never been made with long amount of time sitting there in mind.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem for the kidney infection girlies. But here's where I'm going to become insufferable, guys. When I was fed up with scrolling, like I'd done every possible Taylor Swift wedding search. I had done everything to keep myself occupied sitting on the toilet for hours. I downloaded something that I think is going to make me insufferable and might be the next phase of Emma. So I'm just saying brace yourselves now.
New personality trait about to be unlocked.
Unlocked.
Okay.
Substack.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Okay.
I just want to tell you all on my high horse here that I read essays now.
Yeah, Substack is like, it's long form articles written by...
Yeah. She's an intellect, ladies and gentlemen.
I just don't really believe in doom scrolling anymore, guys.
Okay.
No. I like to read articles that I've saved, such as, if you don't control your day, it will control you. I like to read articles like, being insecure is a waste of your youth. And I also like to read articles like, I read 20 books on financial literacy and self-development, and here's what they actually taught me. So just want you to all know that I'm better than you all. And
Dave's not coming back tomorrow, I can guarantee that much. He's going to hate this. He's going to hate it.
Away from me. I'm a Substacker, really, what can I say? Here's Niall Horan. This is so brill. It's just the new one. It's called Tastes So Good. You're on Spin.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one
on Hit Music Station.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. How are you? After David said last week during the week, I need to bin off one of my plans over the weekend. It's too much going on. He just took today off and did all his plans. And Padraig is here. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, I was just checking my weather app there for the week. You know, I always do it on Monday morning. I could do with a blast of Arctic air.
Yeah, I kind of get
you. What I mean, right? And my reason being is I'm renting this house, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And our shower only has one setting and it's the hottest setting.
Oh dear. Right? Like scaldy,
like scaldy. Like scaldy, scaldy. Ooh. Which is actually kind of nice during the winter, but at the moment it's uncomfortable. So when I'm getting out of the shower, I'm actually more sweaty than I was when I was going into the shower.
That's crazy that you can't turn it down.
No, and I'm afraid to ask. I'm afraid to ask the landlord.
Because the landlord might remember you exist.
And then he'd be like, right, get him out.
Yeah.
Do you know?
The landlord will remember you exist and go, do you know what? forgot about that, Zelda.
That, yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to quietly go under the radar now.
I'm with you.
But like the skin is coming off my back at the moment because the heat, and I'm always the first up in the morning, so I'm the first in the shower, so I break the back off the hot water.
You're screaming.
It's, you know what, it's actually awful.
I know some people who are well into like their wellness and all, really in fairness people, they manage to get themselves into a freezing cold shower. Yeah. I could never be that girl. You know, like, as in, you know, people who do the icy cold showers.
I couldn't think of anything worse. No. But when I was in the shower this morning, I was thinking,
I'd take it.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What if I wanted to do a nice cold shower, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't even do it. It's awful.
What you should do is bring a little bucket of cold water in with you.
Yeah.
And just sponge yourself down with the difference.
It's
yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That's not great now, is it?
No, it's not great. But sure, look, I'll just have to go with it.
I was thinking you stunk, to be honest. Explains that.
Yeah, exactly.
The Tricky Tenor first game of the week is on the way after Femi and the Kid Laroi. It's been Tricky. How do you do normally, Padraig, when you're playing along with this?
Sometimes I do okay, but most of the time I don't do very well.
Yeah, I find it really hard.
I just think it's really hard. I think, like, what I would have to do is I'd have to write down the numbers.
The numbers 1 to 10. I think that's a really good way to play the game, to be honest with you.
A champion on Friday did that, and she was just taking a random guess in the dark, and she got a 9. She was one away from winning.
Did you say she wrote down the numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was just taking them off and she was just like, I didn't know them, but I was just throwing
that's
to
great.
Leather.
That's crazy. Because
I think my brain would just get so flustered if I didn't have the numbers in front of me.
Yeah, because it would be really easy to enter the Hall of Fame if you didn't have the numbers in front of you.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Well, Louise is on to take it on this morning. How are you, Louise?
Yeah, it was really good. I went to the Cork game.
You went to the Cork game?
Go on, Louise.
Yeah. And then I went to the Flavours of Fingal yesterday.
Oh, lovely.
The Flavours of Fingal. Oh my God, wow. Was it a food fest?
It's kind of just like food and music and things for kids to do.
Class. Where was it based in Fingal?
In Newbridge Farm.
Unreal. Is that up by Donabate?
Yeah, yeah.
Unreal. Sounds like a weekend of two halves. And the Cork game, is your affiliation to Cork?
Yeah, but we lost. Yeah.
I know. I'm sure Padraig's sitting here. The poor man.
Even I know that, Louise.
Yeah.
Rub it in there, Louise.
Yeah.
I know, sorry.
I'm so disappointed that they lost. My fella is like, mum's from Cork, so he's like, feels very Cork. And I was like, I was actually just thinking, oh, if they win this, I'm going to get him a little jersey.
Yeah.
A little Cork jersey.
I was at home for the weekend and there was just silence around the house for the whole
I'd
day.
Imagine. Yeah. It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, you're in a good spot. Good weekend. And you could have another busy one this weekend if you get those Dermot Kennedy tickets. How do you normally do, Louise, when you take on the Tricky 10 when you're playing yourself?
Sometimes I get 5, sometimes I get 7.
Okay.
Depending on the day.
That depends on the day. And a score of 5 or 7 could win you the week. You just never know. Get all 10 correct. You could win that €2,000. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Louise, and Padraig's going to ask your 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. And if you get that correct, it won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. So if you need to just take a beat, definitely do. If you don't know an answer, the other side of all this is you might as well give it a guess because it could earn you another point. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, you will win your tickets to go see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. And if you get all 10 questions correct this morning, Louise, €2,000 is yours. Brand new week, so no matter what happens here, you will go top the leaderboard for the next hour at the very least, and wishing you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Louise, I'll count you in. Okay, best of luck. 3, 2, 1. What is the smallest two digit number?
11. 10.
Kylian Mbappe has scored how many goals so far in this year's World Cup?
6.
How many years would someone serve after completing 2 full terms as US president?
6.
The perfect game of darts is described as a what darter?
7.
Including Brand New Day, which is out at the end of the month, how many solo Spider-Man films has Tom Holland starred in?
3.
TV chef Mary Berry is 90 what years old?
98.
An American theme park company is called what flags?
2 flags.
What number edition of PlayStation was released?
Okay, there's your time there now.
That's time is up, Louise.
It is time there now, yeah. Okay, so if you had an idea in your head of how you got on, what would you say?
Oh, I'd say none.
Really? Okay, let's just talk them up.
0.
Yeah, you got none this morning, but that's okay. Let's blame producer Callum.
Louise, I have to give this to you. You are the first ever 0.
Oh.
So, no, that's a great title to have. I'm going to send you some IMC cinema passes out as well. Because you deserve something for that.
Absolutely.
The questions just didn't suit you this morning.
No, they didn't. The smallest two-digit number, I'm told, like, yeah, that was just you panicked. You said 11, the answer was 10. Mbappe has scored 7 goals so far in this World Cup rather than 6. A fair guess. How would anyone know that off the top of their head?
I would never clue.
The 2 terms as US president, so they do 4-year terms, so 8 in total. The perfect game of darts, can't say I've ever heard of that, but they're called a 9-darter. Including Brand New Day, which is out at the end of the month. How many solo Spider-Man films has Tom Holland starred in? Again, tricky question. And the answer we were looking for was 4 rather than 3. Mary Berry, she's absolutely killing it at 91 rather than 98. And the American theme park company is called Six Flags. It's actually the only reason I'd even know that is because it featured in a new Netflix Harlan Coben mystery thing I'm watching at the moment. And Six Flags features. But look, nothing to be ashamed of, Louise. Head up high, please, and we'll send you out some IMC cinema passes.
Okay, thanks.
Have a great Monday. Cheers, Louise.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to play again after 9 o'clock. Remember the score to beat now. It's kind of a clean playing sheet. So you might as well get in, give it a lash, and get yourself top of the leaderboard. There are Dermot Kennedy Aviva tickets on this to go Friday, okay? And obviously, if you get all 10 questions correct, $2,000. Lovely stuff. Message us now the word tricky to get on after 9 on 087 711 1038.
So I was at a wedding at the weekend.
Yes.
Right?
One of your besties.
One of my besties. Yeah. One of my close girls, Rachel, got married at the weekend.
Congratulations,
actually,
Rachel.
Actually, when you were in Thailand, I went to Rachel's hen. When I was on the show, and
very
I came
good.
Back with no voice for a couple of days.
Ideal.
So, yeah, so the wedding's, we've been waiting so long for the wedding anyway. The wedding was this weekend. Great weekend, back with like all my like my friends from home, like
that
we grew up with, right? And it's so funny when you're at a wedding with your friends that you've grown up with,
yeah,
right? Because you're looking around the table and you're like, I've seen you all at your ultimate worst, and now you've got like big person jobs.
Yeah, I know, it's
and
so
husbands.
Funny. And you kind of regress as well. I feel like it's so rare these days I get to see school friends that when you do, I'm like, oh my god, I'm talking like a 17-year-old again.
That's exactly it, right? And it's funny because you're talking about like being in school, or you're talking about all those silly things, and then someone just starts talking about tiles, and carpets, you know?
Yeah, you're like, so it doesn't fit.
We've actually put a ban on talking about houses in at the tables at weddings and stuff now, because not all of us have houses yet. And by that I mean there was 10 of us at the table, 2 of us don't have homes yet. Right?
Oh, really?
So it's getting to that point now where you can't really avoid the house.
Are they all
chance,
buying
right?
in Cork though?
Right.
Different story.
There's a different story there, right? And what I will say is you can take your house, but none of them got the title of table captain.
Ooh!
I was given the title at this wedding of table captain. So if anyone doesn't know what this is, right, I think this is a new thing.
I saw it for the first time on a friend's Instagram story a few months ago, and since then it's popped up. I don't know if I just missed it before, but it's a great idea for a wedding.
I think it has to be a new thing, because I was at 9 weddings last year.
9? Last
year was my wedding year.
How are you financially recovered from that?
Why do you think I'm here at 6 a.m? You know what I mean, right? No, honestly, right? But it had never been done. But then I saw it on social media as well. And when we arrived into the table the other day for the meal, there was an envelope on my chair.
Oh my god.
Right? With my name in it. And I was like, what is this? Like, I was like, is this the wedding favour? I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, did we all get one of these? And everyone was like, no, it's just you. So I opened the envelope.
Oh, you must have felt real special.
I was buzzing.
Yeah.
I was buzzing. But also, they knew that I'd be the one to go get up and get at it, right? So basically, you're given a list of tasks that you need to do.
It's like a secret challenge.
It's like a secret challenge.
One of my favourite things ever on the likes of it happened in Love Island, obviously, last week with the girls getting the secret task.
Fantastic.
Love it. And like, in I'm a Celebrity, you know, towards the end when they're wrapping up for content and they're like, do a secret challenge. I can watch them all day.
Yeah.
I find them so fun.
Oh my god, no, they were brilliant. And I actually loved having a little side quest, right? Because it meant that I could be up and at it, you know?
So what kind of stuff were you asked to do?
So one of them was, like, some of them were easier. So like, for example, it was like, one of them was like, record a message. So I literally just pressed play or record on my phone, passed it around the table, and everyone had to record a message. I was like, give me 5 minutes. Also, content creation is my side hustle right here. So I was able to do
it. They picked a good soldier.
Able to do a good edit on that one now, so they love that one, right? Take a photo of everyone raising a glass at the table. That was easy. Find your fellow table captains and then take a photo with them. So we had to round up the troops, run around the room and find everyone. But like, I knew maybe three out of like 15 table captains. Yeah. So like I'm going up to tables of like Rachel's aunts and uncles who are like in their 60s and 70s and I'm like, is anyone the table captain here? And they're like, what? Like, they didn't even.
Say that again?
I was like, did anyone find a brown envelope? And they're like, brown envelope? I mean, like, this bad, like, to people of that generation, a brown envelope is a bad thing.
Totally different thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
totally different thing, right?
But you know what? For the bride and groom, isn't it a great way to like integrate people and make them communicate?
Yeah.
Like, people that you wouldn't normally.
No, no, so and it was so much crack. And there was like, there's a competitive element to it as well. Mm. One of the things that we had to do as well is we had to like photograph the minor details. So things that they might miss on the day.
Oh, that's great.
But the only photo I have is of my friend Haley's foot because she didn't fake tan her legs, but she did fake tan her feet.
I agree.
Right? So that just became the running joke for the whole day.
Yeah, yeah,
so that's the owner minor detail that I have the whole day I'm able to share with the couple.
She gave the effort on the feet, but I'm not doing the foot
No,
leg.
She just
Sally
Hansen'd her feet and she was fine. So I took a photo and I was like, every time I did something, I would take it off the list. Yeah. That was all that I'd left. And I was like, Haley, give me your foot there. I'm taking a photo.
How long was the list?
The list was only four or five things, actually.
That's grand.
Yeah. The most difficult one was trying to get the couple together because they're obviously booting around and like seeing everybody.
Yeah.
So once we got the couple together, got them into a photo, I was able to clock off them.
So it was more kind of photo orientated and sentimental, which is nice.
Yeah, because then they get to keep the memories.
Okay, no, that's fab. Whereas I think other table captains I've seen have been like, start a sing-along at your table now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and make it like the Rattling Bog.
Yeah, no, totally.
You got off scot-free. They just made you work, basically.
They got free content creation out of you, pal.
That's what I was thinking about afterwards.
You should be invoicing them.
I do you know what I thought? I gave her the card and then she handed the card back to me afterwards and I was like, thank you, that'll be my fee. But I didn't take it. I didn't take it.
You bloody should have.
I should have.
Alex Warren, that is brand new. It is called Passenger on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Speaking of being a passenger, I know Callum was talking on Friday's show about his new role as being a passenger prince on the back of his girlfriend getting her driving test.
There's no gender stereotypes here. I'll be the passenger princess. I don't mind.
I've never seen a title suit anyone more than that.
Oh, do you know what I'd say he is though, Patrick? I'd say he's a very remarkable passenger.
Oh, totally mind the curb.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, good. You'll become one. You'll become one.
No, my girlfriend Linda is, she's a great driver. The best. And that was my Donald and James not here, so for some reason I went to that.
I saw you do the hand gesture, so I knew what you were
trying to do. And that's the only way I knew what you were trying to do.
Nobody listening will have a clue what you're trying to do.
No, she's a great driver. I wouldn't dare critique her, because I have no authority.
Because I can't get behind
a wheel.
No.
I get behind a wheel and I have a panic attack.
No, just give you the aux cable and you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse. My friend Niall, I gave him some shtick before. The man has never driven anything in his life, not even a scooter. He tried to give me tips driving to Waterford City one day. I said, just check yourself there now, pal. So you want to get out of the car and walk home. You are welcome to, sir. Like, I'm not even convinced you ever rode a bike. So just watch yourself
now. Couldn't drive a nail.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't drive a nail is right. Getting warmer again. And we got to address what went on overnight. I know, don't worry. We're all sad feelings from my end in studio. Callum's not being that overpowering yet, in fairness to him. He knows the lay of the land here in Ireland.
Football might be coming home.
Oh, relax now, pal.
I'm getting a bit giddy.
His shoulders are like up around his ears.
In case you don't know, my fella's English. His mom's from Cork, though, okay? His mom's from Cork. But born and reared in England, and he is obviously up to high dough. He was in a terrible humour the other day. What was the match the other day that England were crap in? They won, but it was bad.
It was the Democratic, the Congo one.
And like, DR Congo deserved that game so much more. Anyway, so last night was a big night. We were going to Mumford & Sons. As someone who gets up quite early for work, obviously, I was like, it's going to be a late night because I have to go to Mumford & Sons. Mm-hmm. But then when you get home, I have to watch Love Island. It's,
of course,
movie night.
I know, and it's desperate. As someone who loves to go to bed before 9 p.m.
It's hard.
I would do anything for an 8 p.m. kickoff for Love Island.
And Love Island's movie night, that's a big one. That's very juicy.
Yeah, sure, waiting all weekend for it.
Yeah, waiting all weekend for it. Had nothing since Friday and we knew this was coming. And there's been a lot of rats that needed to be outed,
run the rats from the haystack.
So just first and foremost, Mumford & Sons last night, one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my life, hands down. It was top class. Marcus Mumford, by the way, has had some glow up, lads. He's looking unbelievable.
He is. You showed me a picture there. I can't get over it.
He's fab. Yeah, he's so fab. But the thing about it was, they came out to the middle of the crowd, halfway down Marley Park, and they did like three or four songs and a little mic, really intimate and everything. And then as they were making their way back to the main stage, the whole crowd were like, toilet break, yeah. You know? And as the crowds were, you could just see them all going to the exit, maybe thinking maybe time to go home yeah. as well, like we'll get out a little bit early or whatever. Marcus Mumford said the most succinct phrase that caused chaos. He said, everybody welcome Hozier.
A chaos ensues.
No, no bathroom break. It was unreal.
He had brought Hozier.
Sorry, Padraig, what were you saying?
He had brought Hozier out in London, so I didn't think he was going to do the same thing again
in
Dublin.
They're really good friends. Yeah.
And that song is Rubber Band Man, isn't it?
Yeah, it's their new collaboration.
That's
from Mumford
and Sons' album.
But I would say the power in Marcus Mumford's, you know, hands. Yeah. Like, where we saw the crowds and went, and everybody welcome Hozier. It was like, whoa! Then, obviously, as I mentioned, back home, Love Island, on catch up.
Sheena, it's not she her. She's a castle guard.
Absolute drama, hook it to my veins. Yeah. And just at that time, I was like, it's already ridiculous o'clock, about 10 past 12. Jack says, well, I'm going to stay up for the match. I said, are you mad? He yes. said, Emma, everyone's staying up. My dad's staying up. My brother's staying up. I'm going to be chatting to my yeah, dad and my brother yeah, yeah. all night
Nocturnal.
For this. And I was just about to go to sleep and he went, I said, what's wrong with you? It's been postponed. The match was due to kick off at 1 a.m.
And why didn't it?
There was a storm.
Oh, no way.
In Mexico.
So Harry Kane's like walking around the dressing room ready to go, like an hour to kick
That's
off.
That's horrific.
It's pushed back an hour. So now all the fans in England in particular, they had an interesting one in England. The pubs were staying open until 5 a.m. to facilitate this. The kids in England, they get rubbish summer holidays as kids. So all the kids were told, don't tell the kids anything. Let them get into school this morning and we'll play the match for them.
Okay,
right, that was
great.
Like the school vibe
Love
this morning.
That. That's a great idea.
Jack stayed up. Something, I was awoken a few times to, from downstairs and remembered, it's the England game. I don't care. Go back to sleep.
You don't know if it's good news or bad news.
I woke up this morning. He still hadn't slept when I was going to work. And I said, what's the crack? How did it go? And he said it was one of the best games of football he's ever watched. And I think he'd be kind of fair in saying that, Callum. Like, apparently this was an amazing game of football, regardless of, obviously as Irish people, it's very sore that it's England. But I think as a game of football, it was
Haven't seen any of the clips, but a lot of people online, a lot of people on Insta stories are saying that it's one of the best games of football ever.
Class.
I'm nervous now that Jack's going to get real cocky. I was asking him this morning.
You're going to be relentless now. Do you love English football again?
Next one's 10 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh.
So we haven't got any plans up for you, sorry.
Great time for it too.
But with all things considered, Mumford & Sons, Love Island and the big World Cup game overnight that saw England go through, what the hell are 14 voice notes from Dave and where does that fit into the mix? We'll get to that after Slater and Dance. You're listening to Spin 103.8. We are kind of sitting here in World Cup fever, even though it was an England game last night that has everyone talking today, which is kind of a funny one as an Irish person. It doesn't sit very well with us. But Jack, my fella, obviously he's an English guy and he was up all night watching the match and he just said it was absolutely unbelievable. But David Hammond, I woke up this morning to 14 voice notes from him. Have you been involved or watching World Cup at all?
No, not really. Like I did. Oh, do you know what? I was at a wedding on Friday, as I said. And what usually happens is when the photographer wraps up, I wrap up as well because there's no more photos can be taken of me, and no one remembers what happens after the photographer's gone. Yeah. So I headed back to my room, and I saw that the Cape Verde game.
Sorry,
was on.
I love that. Yeah. When the photographer wraps up, you're gone. Like, "That's my cue to go to bed."
That's my cue to get out of there.
I can't have any more pics for the gram, I'm out of here.
That's it, and no one will know that I'm missing because there's no evidence, right? But
so
I got back to the room and I saw that Cape Verde, and obviously we have this like invested interest because of Pico Lopez. So I even downloaded RT Player onto my phone, logged
play,
in,
man.
Made an account, logged in to watch it. And then my friend who was staying in the room came back and he was like, there's a TV on the wall. You could have just turned on the TV. And I was like, so I'm there with my tiny phone watching
a million ads.
Like logged in. Yeah. And I could have just turned on the telly in the room.
That was heartbreaking, I'd say. I only saw the clips, but that was sad.
But it was class to watch, actually. Like,
they did
as
so
someone
well.
Who's not a huge soccer fan, I love when it goes to penalties because that's when it's, you know what I mean? But it didn't get quite far. But anyway, it was still great.
Yes, yeah. So the 14 voice notes from David Hammond, he's obviously not here today. He had a big weekend. He himself was at Mumford & Sons. And then he decided to stay up for the England game.
Hello, not too bad. just back from Mumford and Sons. We were getting ready to watch the match at 1 o'clock, and then it got delayed because of weather. So we're up for another hour. Also, I've been hanging out with a lot of country people. That's why I sound really country.
I'm like, who is this man? His voice has totally changed. He said he watched loads of YouTube videos and loads of old Darren and Joe sketches to pass the time till 2 o'clock. Then the match finally got underway and he was buzzing with the first few minutes.
1 minute into the match, Declan Rice has got a yellow card. We're off to a good start, lads.
But then everything changed.
37 minutes gone. It's 1-0 England. It was some goal, in fairness. And, oh God, is it going to be a second one? Oh my God, it's the second goal. Oh my God.
Bellingham again.
Within 90 seconds. Oh, I'm going to bed.
The fact that he got that live is fantastic.
I love that we got that live. Yeah. Then Mexico came back.
42 minutes gone. 2-1. Game on. Everything's all right again. Nearly. We're not going to bed anymore.
It's so funny because it was only about 6 minutes in between those two clips and he's so dejected in the first one.
Yeah, so different.
And then he's like, I'm hyper awake. Yeah, then no, they couldn't come back.
Yeah, he's had a Red Bull for the second one. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of red, there was a red card then, brought him more joy.
There's a potential red card here. Hold on. Red card.
You can see they're gone very quiet because everyone else has gone to bed.
I was just going to say how considerate they're being.
So yeah, England, when I woke up this morning, I saw kind of just like the match graphic and England got down to 10 men. I think in around the 50 odd minutes. So they still had like a good, basically the entire half of the match down with 10 men.
Then from the high to the next low.
Harry Kane about to take the penalty. Is it about to be 3-1? And it is 3-1.
Sadness. However, he comes back with this.
Let's go, Raul. Come on. 3-2. Make it 3-2. He makes it 3-2. Game on. Game on. Come on.
This is him just sending me voice notes like at 5 o'clock this morning.
This has got to be like nearly 4 a.m. at this point.
Yeah.
This is his audition tape for Off the Ball.
As I said as well, like, he obviously would have liked Mexico to win, as every Irish person would. Mm. But I think he just appreciated that it was an amazing game. And I'm glad for people who did stay up for it. It must have been worth it. Like,
no, 100%. I always think, like, we've never really experienced what it's like to, like, get that
far. I wish I was here for Italia 90.
I'd say, like, for you, Callum, like, it must be, like, that adrenaline must be class. You know what I mean?
I'm still, like, I keep saying, it's coming home, is it coming home? I'm still, I just, maybe because I'm here, I just don't have the same buzz.
Yeah, well, no, I understand.
Hammond saying it's the best thing he's ever seen.
This is the best game of football in the entire World Cup. There is so much going on. 10 out of 10. I'm so glad I stayed up for us. I'm so glad I'm not at work. No offence, I'd love to be there and all. Hope you're having a great time, Patrick and Emma, but my God, this is the best match ever. So far.
We are having a great time.
We are having a ball. He's dead right. Lads, I don't know. Like, are they going to do it, Callum?
It's football coming home. 10 o'clock is the next match on Saturday evening and I'm at Dermot Kennedy. I think I just need to hand back my British passport because I've barely seen any of these games.
If you listen to Dermot Kennedy do a ballad of the national anthem or something, the Irish national anthem instead. We were just talking about the England game last night. A lot of people stayed up for it, obviously, and a lot of tired heads around this morning. I'm worried that they're going to just become really relentless now, Padraig.
Yeah, they tend to, don't they?
They tend to.
They have habits. Like,
kind of something that they tend to do. Yeah, I know. I have to say, though, as someone, obviously, who doesn't take much joy in England doing very well, despite going out with an English guy, I do have a bit of a soft spot for Harry Kane. He just seems like a really nice guy, in my opinion. And I have to say, after the match last night, he went to talk to the press. His voice was gone. Listen to this.
Unbelievable support. Speechless.
Isn't that so good?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've just been singing there, I can't really talk. Yeah, I've just been singing there, I can't really talk.
But this is just my favourite ever.
Unbelievable support.
That's like me after a hen.
Yeah, totally. How are you getting out of Electric Picnic, Harry?
Unbelievable support.
How was the weekend? How was the do, Padraig?
Unbelievable support.
I love it.
It's such a good little clip of him. It is now 8:57. Let's have a check-in on Dublin's roads with Alex.
Morning, guys.
Guys, I can't get over that gig last night. I know I'm going on about it a lot this morning, but they're just exceptional, the way they had that crowd.
You just fancy him.
Marcus Mumford, he's had quite the glow up, that boy. I was like, who is this man on the stage? He's fab.
I was staying at my girlfriend's last night and she lives kind of like Rathmines area. And I've been over at hers over the last couple of weeks when those gigs in Marley Park have been on. And I haven't really heard much. I heard a little bit thud, thud, thud when Calvin was on. This gig I could hear, like,
really
so well. I don't know if it was the people singing or if their speakers were turned all the way up to 74.
Genuinely, like,
the
vibes. Not even the biggest, like, Mumford & Sons stan of all time. And I know some people are. Best gig ever, I'd say, I've been to in a long
time.
That's
great, isn't it? I love when it's a gig that you don't expect.
What a show. And the crush that they had with the audience as well. Like, it was just from top to bottom. It was.
And they've got some great music as well, like.
And Marcus Mumford.
Say less.
People are going to start speaking.
Yeah. No, there's going to be rumours.
You have to look them up.
It's like Evan Nolan's objectifying Marcus Mumford again. I nearly said Marcus Rashford there.
Is he hot?
I don't know. Who is he?
Footballer.
Marcus Rashford. Who is he? Why is he living rent free in my head?
Taking over.
No, I actually have to watch my words on air. But Marcus Mumford. Oh my goodness gracious me! And what's awful as well, and this is going to be misconstrued now because anyway, I'm not going to say anymore. But he kind of looks like our boss Nick, and our boss Nick is going to take that and run
he's
with it now.
The image of him.
Emma fancies our boss.
No,
my
genuine.
He's a married man.
I genuinely don't. It's just the Marcus Mumford glow up needs to be studied. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we move on.
You're going to get a pay raise now.
Okay, let's do this. The Tricky 10, second play of the day. We're playing this week for not only the £2,000, but also your chance to get to Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva this weekend. It's Nicole on to give it a lash. Tell us this. What is the crack? Did you do anything nice over the weekend?
Not too much, really. Just took it easy.
Nice.
What about yourself?
Oh, no one ever asks us. Thank you. Well, I went to Mumford & Sons last night. It was a lot of fun.
And I was at a wedding, so it's a very busy weekend for us.
Oh, definitely.
I'd like a chill weekend like you, to be honest, Nicole.
Fair.
Are you watching anything good on Netflix or anything at the moment?
Not really. I'm just watching Criminal Minds.
Ooh.
Classic.
That's a classic, yeah. I've never done it, actually, but it's meant to be brill. Okay, listen, we'd love to sort you out with £2,000 this morning. Would you book yourself a little holiday? What would you do with the £2,000?
Definitely book a holiday.
Okay, Nicole, so we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win those tickets to see Dermot Kennedy at the Aviva. Woo! And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correctly, we're going to give you £2,000. Now, Louise already played this morning. She didn't score anything, so you just need to get at least one to top the leaderboard, okay? So how do you usually get on? Good?
Okay. Not fantastic.
Middling.
Sure, we'll take that. You never know. Middling could get you those tickets anyway, right?
Facts.
We're going to... Yes. Emma's going to ask your questions. Okay, she'll count you in. The very best of luck.
We got this, Nicole. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Pitbull's nickname is Mr. 30 what?
5.
How many nights is Dermot Kennedy playing in the Aviva?
2.
Take that or currently formed of how many members currently?
4.
England last won the men's FIFA World Cup in the year 1960 what?
6.
What is the only number to appear in the spin phone number 3 times?
1.
Will Smith has starred in how many Bad Boys films?
4.
How many letters are there in the word macaroon?
7.
What numbered iPhone was released in the year 2016?
10.
If you were playing darts and had a 20 to check out, you'd need to hit a double what?
8.
All right, see you then. Nice one. So we got through 9 out of the 10 questions.
Not bad.
All right, how are you feeling after that?
They were hard.
Do you reckon? Yeah, did you have your... did you have 1 to 10 written down?
Yeah, I did. I know I probably repeated once or twice, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
It's harder on the radio.
I know. Everybody says that, and it's so legitimately true as well, no doubt about it. I'd actually like to play it at some point as well when I'm out and about and listening in. We're going to tot them up for you and see how you got on this morning. Bearing in mind, you're going to top the leaderboard no matter what happens because we didn't have any joy after 8.
Okay. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Not bad.
Not bad at all.
That's not so bad at all. I thought it was going to be much worse.
No, it was very good. Right, we're going to go through some of the questions that you got wrong just for your own sake there, okay?
And for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Take That are currently formed of how many members? You said four. The answer was three.
It's actually mad to think that they're doing so much with only three of them.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Who are we missing, Callum? Sorry. So I know Robbie's not a part of it, but who else is
Jason
gone?
Orange and Robbie Williams.
Oh, Jason, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How many letters are in the word macaroon? You said seven. The answer was eight. That was really close. I wouldn't have a clue with that one. Well done. What numbered iPhone was released in the year 2016? You said 10. It was 7. And if you were playing darts, I had a 20 to check out, you'd need to hit a double what? You said 8 and the answer was 10.
That's all the caution this morning. You did really well, Nicole. Fair play to you. And a score of 5, you never know, could win your Dermot Kennedy tickets on Friday. We'll have to just see how the week goes. All right.
Well done, Nicole.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks so much.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. And speaking of seeing how the week goes, I reckon the panic's going to kick in for Dermot Kennedy. You know, people are going to start going, oh God, I don't have a ticket. I really want to go. There'll be a bit of FOMO, I think, around for people.
There's been so many concerts as well that I think people are just taking it week by week, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. You can't even think about the next one until the new one's upon you. So look, if you want to go to Dermot Kennedy, if you want to go to the big gig, the biggest of his career to date, it's going to be pretty damn special. Play the Tricky 10. You can just message us now the word tricky to 087-711-103 to get on in the morning. Question for you on WhatsApp. Would love to hear from you. Whether it was big or small, is there ever anything that comes to mind when I say to you, have you ever been guilted into buying anything? Just the feeling of guilt about something. And then you spend money on it and you shouldn't have in the first place. La-di-da-da-da. Before I go any further, I did not purchase what I'm about to say because that would be crazy behaviour. But I just want to walk you through something. So, ideally, like every other person in this country of my age, I would love to someday own a house. That's not going to happen for quite some time. However, I'm trying to learn at the moment what the crack is with this world of house buying. So, okay, for example, I mentioned a few weeks ago, I went for a mortgage meeting to be like, okay, what's give me the all crack? The slaps on the wrist. What? Yeah. How does this work, man?
Yeah, like, what do I need to do?
First day of school at my notebook.
I need to do
what
that.
What happened here? Yeah. Actually, not as scary as you think it would be.
It's terrifying me. That's why I would never
They're
do
actually
it.
Actually sound.
And my dad's been at me for weeks and weeks and weeks. And he's like, you should just go and talk to someone. I'm like, will you please come with me?
Yeah, yeah.
He's please. Like, you're 33. Would you calm down?
I know.
I'm like, no, but like, I just need somebody to hold my hand.
It's scary, but it's actually grand. They're just normal people and they're sound. But over the weekend, Jack, my fella, was encouraging us to encourage me to be like, do you know what we'll do? We'll just go and do a few viewings, okay? Let's just go and do a few viewings. Let's just see what's out there.
It's a great pastime, actually. I know a friend of mine and her mum will regularly go to viewings. Neither of them have any intentions of buying. My friend has already bought a house. The mum has a family home for years. But they'll just go to houses that they think look nice and get a couple of ideas.
I genuinely think it's my new thing.
I think it's fantastic.
House viewing is so much fun. So you arrive up, you park the car and then you see everyone arriving, everyone with their big loads of money and their lovely cars and the three kids getting out of the car going, we're like, we haven't a hope up against this crowd. Not that we'd be going for this house anyway. Kind of just going for the snoop and for the nose, trying to understand what's going on.
I love it.
Exactly, right? So we showed up to this one house the other day, and because, in fairness to Jack, he kind of took the heavy lifting on this in terms of sending the emails and the organising and figuring out the time and place where we needed to be, places and stuff. We arrived to this house and you could see the for sale sign and everything, but there was no sign of an open viewing. There was no one else around or whatever. So we kind of had to mooch up to the house and realised, okay, maybe we accidentally came to this one. You know, he got confused between the different ones.
Yeah, whatever. Sometimes the window's really short for these, like, because I've went to viewings before, they're like half an hour.
In and out.
In the middle of the day when everyone's at work.
Yeah.
It's obviously like a filtering mechanism that they use.
Exactly. Do you really want this or whatever? Yeah. So I think in this case, we just had gone to the wrong house at the wrong time. We just made a mistake. But that was grand. We were like, look, forget about it. Let's go home. It's fine. To be honest, as I'm saying, we're here to learn, not to buy at the moment, okay? As we're walking away, this older man, I don't know what age to put in him, but like older, okay? He had like a walker to help him walk, okay?
Right, so you're,
He said, and I want to just be very clear, I've changed the details of the story because I don't want to out anyone, and especially names and all that. He said, are you there looking at Maggie's house? And we were like, oh, that one there, yeah. Oh, we made a mistake. The viewing is on a different day. We made a mistake. Not to worry. And he said, no. I know her well. I'll give her a ring. She's only after popping down to the cafe.
Oh,
and I said, no, don't disturb her. Please don't disturb her. Don't be silly at all. We'll come back and we'll have a look again and we'll book in another time when there's a property. Not at all. Let me get my mobile out. I'll ring her now. And I said, oh, Jesus. So he rings Maggie anyway.
Takes about 20 minutes to get the phone out.
Gets the phone out, rings Maggie. There's a lovely young couple here only dying to see your house, Maggie. And I could hear, she'll be back down to you there now in 5 minutes. We said, oh my God, you're so good. Thank you so much. But you know, when you're like, this is so stupid, we have no intention of buying this house kind of thing.
I know.
So Maggie arrives back down, lovely woman, older woman. This is where she broke me. She said, we haven't had much interest in the house.
Oh, not, so I'm not only the
delighted
sob story.
To see people coming. She said her own mother was born in the house. She was born and raised in the house herself, Maggie was. And she's moving into a granny flat with her son. So she really wants to get the house sold so she can move on with the next stage of her life. As much as it would break her heart for the house to lose the independence of the house. I nearly got sick. I was nearly crying.
Not you trying to put a down payment on the house.
I couldn't cope. She said she's moving in with the son and grandkids. Needs to get it sold as soon as possible. She wants to close this chapter of her life and move on. And would love to see it go to a lovely young couple starting off. Well, I got into the car and said, Jack, we need to find the money.
flattery works, doesn't it?
I don't know how we're going to afford this one. We haven't got a pot to whittle in.
And you know, if you could afford it, you probably would have been like top of the queue because you got to meet her personally.
Personally.
You know?
She brought us into her personal house, like all her bits lying around. Cup not like it was all perfect for a viewing. We almost sat down with the woman. I love her. Like when I say I love this woman, I was like, Jack, like... And he was like, Emma, this is ridiculous. It's not a jumper. It's a house. We can't just buy the house. We can't buy the house. But anyway.
That is brilliant.
So funny. It just got me thinking, if I had the money, there and then I would have said, do you know what, Maggie, we'll take it. If I had the money, I know what I'm like. I would have taken the house.
And you'd have been dead right.
Exactly. If you've ever been guilted into anything like that, spending money that you don't have just because you felt a bit guilty. A while, but I knew. Taylor Swift and I Knew It, I Knew You on Spin, or as David Hammond calls it, a little faux pas the other day, he said, Taylor Swift and I Knew It, I Love You. Aw, little cutie.
Dirty pet.
On Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Emma and Padraig this morning. I was just saying, went to view a house the other day, strictly viewing a house, not in a position to buy right now. We just went to as a bit of a learning curve, you know? And I felt so sorry for this lady trying to sell her house. That I was like, lads, if I had the money, I'd have been guilted into buying that house there and then, which is just ridiculous. So asking you, have you ever been guilted into buying anything?
Oh, it's happened to me a few times, right? Mostly it's my niece and nephew will like get me badly, right? My niece in particular, like she's got a way with words, even though she's only three.
Yeah.
Like I was at home recently and she was showing me her baby and the baby's called Baby, right? Yeah. And it's the most haggard looking doll you'll ever see. Like one eye doesn't open and it's like, you're kind of looking at it being like, I can't even touch this, it stinks.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you feeding the baby? And she's like, no. And I was like, why not? And she's like, the baby's hungry. And I was like, where's the baby's bottle? And she's like, the baby doesn't have a bottle. And I was like, how does the baby not have a bottle? And she's like, oh, I lost the bottle or whatever. So I went to Smith's and bought her loads of like little baby bottles that you can buy them, right?
So cute.
Brought them back and she was delighted. My sister's like, what are you buying those bottles for? Like, she's got loads of them. And I was like, what? And she's like, produce this bag of bottles.
Oh, what?
Right? And I was like, I've been fleeced by a 3-year-old.
Fleeced. I have a niece and nephew as well and I get...
It's chronic.
We were walking into the Olympia a few weeks ago for the Peppa Pig live show.
Don't ever
do it.
Yeah.
We walked in the door and literally walked past all the Peppa merch and I just heard, Emma! And he just looked down at the little face going, will it change their life if I get them that teddy? No. Will I do it anyway?
Yes. I know.
Especially the uncle.
It's chronic. I was at a festival before and I was like glamping, right? But there was like in an area where there was like kids glamping as well. And there was these two kids going around and I'm telling you now, right? If I knew their names, I would write them down because they're going to be multimillionaires. Because what they were doing is they were going around with a Polaroid camera. And they were taking pictures of people and charging a tenner a head for the... tenner ahead and they had this fancy thing on their phone which meant that you could actually pay, you could revolute them, right?
There's a girl that does this in Stephen's Green Park.
She got me.
I have a photo hanging up my kitchen because it cost me a tenner.
I know, and I wouldn't mind. I paid them. I spent about €100 on them at the weekend, right? Because they were cute. You know what I mean? And you're at a festival and the vibes are immaculate and they're all horrific photos.
Like
they have no photography.
No photography.
You know the way they are. The inflation at festivals, guys.
Is crazy.
It'll get you like...
You know if you have a Polaroid camera, like the amount it costs you to get. Like,
yeah.
One equates to a euro.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
That's what it is. A tenner.
A tenner. A
God,
picture.
God, they're savvy. I was walking to Mumford and Sons last night, and do you remember we used to, like, I used to sell apples out the front of my house when I was a kid. The kids had a table set up, and they were like, literally no more than six. Cold drinks here.
Oh, they've bottles and cans Revolut. And everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We accept Revolut. Cold drinks.
See, this
and
is
snacks.
The new thing. You can't even say you don't have change anymore because they take Revolut.
I was like, you're five. Go home.